numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon and the number to get in is 918-336-1400 and the toll-free number 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. No business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can only talk about those if you're trying to look for them, but we just can't take them if you're selling them. Garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, school, club, or any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And, of course, we'll always talk about community events. And our time now, 9:14. With that, I'll be right back.
This is Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, inviting you to join us each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 for church services on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Spirit Church is a place of love, joy, and peace, and we pray you'll receive all three during each Sunday's broadcast. Tune in each Sunday on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 at 9:30.
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
And good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm looking for a couple of items.
Okay.
A three-point rototiller for a tractor and a 410 shotgun. And I've got a front-end loader for an old narrow front tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an antique bicycle I want to sell.
Okay.
So my number's 918-545-2631.
918-545-2631 for the three-point rototiller that you're looking for. That's the kind that pulls behind a tractor. You're also looking for a 410 shotgun and have for sale today the front-end loader and the antique bicycle. And again, 918-545-2631 is the phone number to call.
Thank you, Sharon. Have a nice day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now. All right. We appreciate that phone call. Somebody also called in earlier wanting a two patio sliding doors, 6x8. Call 972-754-6988. And that person is looking for two sliding patio doors, 6x8. 972-754-6988 is that phone number to call. And then, of course, he just called in looking for a three-point rototiller, a 410 shotgun, selling today the front-end loader, the antique bicycle as well, 918-545-2631. And with that.
Heat advisories continue. Southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma, but some help on the way later this afternoon and early evening. A weak boundary nears the area will attract some scattered showers and storms. If you do experience a thunderstorm or two, some pockets of heavy rain and a damaging downburst of wind can't be ruled out. These would be scattered in nature. A high today of 98, the heat index nearing 110. Tomorrow's high of 94, a heat index at 100. Saturday, the 4th of July, a high of 92 and the heat index at 96. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News 9-6's Alan Crone.
It's going to be hotter than a firecracker out there. It's 82 degrees right now at 9:21. You're listening to Consumer Calls, and I have the poll question of the day, and our poll question of the day comes to you and us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Do you prefer sparklers or Roman candle? Meat Market poll question, and you can call me and weigh in and tell me at 918-336-1400, or you can go to the BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, and or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRAG, KPGM Facebook page and cast your vote. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Do you prefer sparklers or Roman candles? And 918-336-1400. 921, you're listening to Consumer Calls. Now time for our Oklahoma Energy Report. Right after that, our Doggone Report. So I'll be back in about 4 minutes with more Consumer Calls.
Wrong again, but this time it's okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Wednesdays have proven to be very volatile days for oil prices over the past couple of months, not the least because that's when the Energy Information Administration's weekly report on U.S. inventories comes out. And analysts' predictions on what to expect in a given week have been wrong, with continued predictions for drops when the actual numbers coming in showed big jumps. And that, of course, puts strong downward pressure on oil prices. But while the predictions for this week's report were wrong again, it was a pleasant surprise. The consensus of the experts was that the numbers would show a 2.7 million barrel drop. Instead, U.S. crude inventories dropped by more than twice that. Also, the key oil hub in Cushing, Oklahoma, showed a drop of 200,000 barrels. Now, back in April, worries that Cushing was about to be full up helped drive oil prices below zero. The NYMEX August crude contract finished Wednesday up 1.4% to $39.82 a barrel. The global benchmark, Brent, rose 1.8% to $42.03 a barrel. Helping dampen the price again, continued fears that the rising COVID-19 rate will cause a pullback in the push to fully open the economies of the U.S. and other countries. The weekly report on U.S. natural gas inventories comes out today. Natural gas prices have been rising as of late as air conditioning works overtime in some parts of the country, upping the demand for natural gas-fired electric generation. But traders booked profits on Wednesday, and the NYMEX August natural gas contract fell 4.6%, ending at $1.67 a million BTUs. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It is time for our Doggone Report. On report, we have Hoyt, and Hoyt is a lost male brindle boxer in Bartlesville. No specific location, just they posted Bartlesville, Oklahoma. He is a male wearing his harness. He has a black harness. He is a huge tiger stripe boxer mastiff with a black harness. He's a very sweet, very much a mama's boy, and she's wanting to get him back. If you have any whereabouts of Hoyt, please call Libby at 580-485-5155. Now, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on a report, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab, then click on the doggone link. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out, answer questions. And at the end, you can upload a picture, hit the submit button. It goes to us. It does not go to the website. It just goes to us. And then we take care of it and move it on its way. So just enter it once and be very patient. You can call the office, 918-336-1400, with your information and to just let us know whoever answers the phone, and they'll take down the information and give it to me. I'll put it on the website and the report. Or you can just email me directly, Sharon@BartlesworldRadio.com, with your information. Attach a picture, and I'll get to it as quick as I can. Again, you can call the office, 918-236-1001 or 1400, and give us your information. And that is our Doggone Report for today.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And we are back. I wanted to let you know that Peggy called in yesterday with that Michael Kors tote bag. It's like a purse. It's brand new. It's a brand name, Michael Kors, with tags attached to it. So it's brand new for $150. And that scooter used for a broken foot, $75. And a mixed box of fireworks that's ready to go for the 4th of July. She's selling that box for $35, 918-534-7221. And then somebody called him looking for a chain link fence or a large dog kennel, 6 foot perhaps, or just the panels. Doesn't have to be a complete one. Wooden fencing and a 30-foot antenna pole, 918-214-2443. And then the lady called in with a 2004 Dodge pickup, needs a motor so she can sell it for parts, 918-534-0205. And our time now is 928. We're about out of time for any more consumer calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon, I'm still looking for that three-wheel bicycle.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you rest on that.
Okay.
My number is 534-1881, ma'am.
All right. We appreciate that. Again, 918-534-1881. Looking for a three-wheel bicycle.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, now our time is out of time for consumer calls, 82 degrees out, and I'm going to say have a beautiful day, stay hydrated, make sure your animals are taken care of with plenty of fresh water and food and shade. Anyway, have a beautiful day. Talk to you tomorrow.
I think all of our places really tell stories.
Ashley Hales on Focus on the Family Minute.
And a lot of city, urban places, we can tend, especially as Christians, to say, okay, I'm going to really live this kind of very full-orbed gospel life where I'm, you know, working with people in poverty or I'm working with justice initiatives. And yet suburbia often can tell us the story that we have the ability to withdraw from these issues. And so the question I found as I moved back to suburbia was, you know, how can I live out the gospel story here in a way that makes sense for this place and yet moves me not away from people, but towards interacting, towards loving my neighbors, towards loving God.
You can take that first step toward building a relationship with your neighbor. It's as